Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meets. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality, and I'm from Eros Coaching. That's eroscoaching.com. Today I have with me somebody who I have been looking forward to interviewing for some time now, and I know I always say this, but it's true. It does take a while for me to get my guests because they are busy people. And today I have with me James Stevenson, and today's show title is Integral Tantra and Shamanism. Looking at ways various wisdom traditions from around the world meet can give us insights into human condition of both waking up and growing up. So James Stevenson will be presenting various maps that can help us gain understanding about the circumstances of our life, as well as guide us to what next steps might be in reclaiming our life force energy and bringing it towards its full potential. So his passion is to help call forth our human potential and our soul. He weaves together 20 years of experience in techniques, practices, and information about the cutting edge of neuroscience, tantra, biodance, shamanic and energy work, integral theory, and Taoist practices to create a spirituality that is rooted in the body. His evolutionary approach is to work on all lines, levels, states, and parts of ourselves in bringing forth our fullest potential. So his work in meditation and tantra work draws on many different traditions and paths he has studied, and a lot of them I don't even able to pronounce. So he's very much influenced in the early days by his enlightened master Osho, and enjoys spending time in Pune and Humanversity. So his shamanic work includes vision quest, rites of passage guide, holding sweat lodge ceremonies, as well as sacred cacao rituals. So he's been doing bio dance since 2003 and now works as a teacher and dialectic teacher. So he's basically qualified to teach other teachers in bio dance schools. And he leads ecstatic dance sessions and runs the popular Awaken Conscious nightclub in Edinburgh for many years. So he's a festival organizer as well. He's involved in 6 international tantra festivals in both Bali, India, Holland, Portugal, California, and the East Coast America, as well as dance and bio dance festivals in both Ibiza and Delhi. So he's the regional organizer of ISTA, which stands for the International School of Temple Arts, and he's also a faculty member. So you can find him at awakenaslove.com and also facebook.com/James Stevenson Tantra. So welcome to the show, James.
Thanks, Martha. That's quite an introduction.
Yeah, it is. But we'll come back.
You made it through it all. Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'll weave in your bio as we go along as well. Again, I just wanted to do like a proper one about your work. So you've been doing this for a really, really long time, and I'm very privileged to have hosted you to run our Tantra event in Singapore a few months ago, and it was really amazing. So we always talk about people's experience, but I want to know like how you got started.
I got started. It's a good question. I think I was one of these people, and it ties into why I describe myself as integral. About 20 years ago, I was studying neuroscience at Edinburgh University in Scotland. And at the same time, I was getting into Osho and meditations, and I became a Reiki master. And so for me, there was like these two parts of myself, which I was trying to make fit together in some way. And at that time, there wasn't really a good explanation or anything out there that could help me to understand why I had those two passions and where they could meet. And I found that through things like Tantra, which is a very inclusive system, and things like Integral and Biodanza, which are looking at all facets of ourselves. So using kind of scientific tools and methodologies, as well as experience, subjective experience, and various different maps. So that they kind of came to me over the years that followed.
So I'm for people who are not familiar, could you explain to us what is Biodanza?
Biodanza is an amazing system, actually. It's a system of integration. It was created by a man in Chile who was quite a revolutionary. He used to work in the university, and it was around the time of Albert Hofmann, where the LSD was still legal at that point. And so he was doing very interesting work in universities of LSD and art. And then at a certain point, that kind of fell out of favor, and he continued on, actually, realizing that music was a way to permeate and create the same state experiences that people had been having from these mind-altering drugs. So he created this whole system using music to affect our emotions, our feelings. And this system actually was found in a very scientific way, because he was an anthropologist as well as working in medicine. He found out that he could actually make effects all the way down to the cellular and even the genetic level using various exercises with groups and music.
So there's this thing that you seem to really like to do whenever you mention bio dance, that is making people like form a circle and like move and dance together. So is that one of the very scientific practices?
Well, it doesn't sound so. You can go to a Biodanza class, and it might look like something that's quite esoteric and yeah. So I thought the collar dropped in. So it might look something quite esoteric and maybe a little bit hippie, but underneath it, everything has some strong explanation for it. So part of coming into a circle and beginning in that way, it already psychologically starts to make people feel as equals. There's no one person leading at the front. So they start to participate and take their space in the group, as well as we hold hands in that. So already there's a beginning of bonds starting to be created, effective bonds. We don't look down at our feet. We look up and we look into the eyes of other people. And simply by the act of looking into another person's eyes, our identity starts to get mirrored. When we're just by ourselves in a room, we don't really know who we are. It's only when we're confronted or meet another set of eyes, another human being, that our identity starts to form of who we are and what we're doing. And so we begin in that place of identity, and we come into a shared rhythm together. And rhythm is a very important part of Biodanza. I'll tell you a little story that when he was first creating the system, is that okay to tell a story?
Yes, please.
So he was working in mental institutions, and he had the idea that by playing very calming music to them, it would help soothe them and everyone would feel more relaxed. And what happened in that situation was he came in the next morning after playing this all night, and the nurses were furious at him because people would start throwing chairs at the windows, started smashing things. And he started to realize that although for people with quite a strong and healthy identity, soft music might help them to relax. Actually, when the identity isn't strong, then that takes them into a regressive state, and their identity starts to dissolve, and they become more paranoid, more fearful, and more anxious. And so what he realized was that music with strong rhythmic beats helps us to reaffirm our sense of self, which is a very important thing. We have all these spiritual traditions that have been misinterpreted, which try and get us to let go of the ego completely. And actually, it's not the case. You need a very strong, healthy identity, a healthy ego, to be able to then let go of that, to allow it to dissolve in a way that feels comfortable and safe. So we start by reaffirming the identity of everyone in the room, and we do that through strong rhythmic music, where the very motor action of the rhythm in the body helps to create this sense of self.
So that's very interesting. What you're saying is that relaxing music actually dissolves our sense of self. So unless your identity is strong, that may not work so well. And so what works better instead is a strong rhythmic music, which strengthens our sense of self.
Yes, and progressively over the course of a class, and also over many classes, they are able to start then taking people into deeper trance states, of surrender and surrender of the identity and ego, through the group process. Just being in a group, close contact, you start to dissolve your sense of self, your sense of boundaries. You start to open up into a more oceanic experience. And this is done progressively. So by first starting with the identity, starting with the, actually it's the nervous system, the more sympathetic nervous system, then it's able to go deeper into the parasympathetic nervous system, the relaxed nervous system, in a really safe and progressive way for people to feel really held in that. So
That's beautiful. So you have been doing bio dance for a long time, you mentioned. And so, like, how do people get started? We'll have a break, and we'll come back and talk more about this.
Okay.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Radio's What Is Going On show. If you've been on a spiritual journey and know yourself to be more than just your body, mind and emotions, yet still struggle to fully love yourself and the life you're living. If you experience childhood challenges that continue to play out as limiting patterns in your daily life. If you long for success in your relationships and career, but keep finding it eludes you. I invite you to join me on the free Journey Back to Love Symposium that I'm co-hosting June 18th to 24th. You'll get valuable insights, tools, practical processes and gifts from 8 internationally renowned teachers and speakers that would not only dramatically shift your perceptions about love, but also help you understand and integrate all those places where you may have secretly believed that you were broken. So if you're ready to transform your beliefs about love, success and freedom, and finally put all your perceived limitations, fears and failures in your relationships and life behind you, visit thejourneybacktolove.com and join me on this free life-transforming journey back to love. I look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape. And it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's rainn.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
And welcome back to the show. You are listening to Eros Evolution on the Om Times Radio Network, and you can share this show with your friends by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you will be able to listen to the show live without needing to download any app. So I'm with James Stevenson today, and we are talking about integral tantra and shamanism. And you can find him as Awaken as Love. So that's his website, Awaken as Love, and you can find him on Facebook. That's James Stevenson Tantra. So unlike many of my other guests that I have on today's the show, usually, who are sexologists or sex educators, actually, James is a festival organizer, and he organizes different tantra festivals in Bali, India, Holland, Portugal, California, East Coast America, and also dance and bio dance festivals in Ibiza and Delhi. So these are interesting events that you will want to check out, and so you can go to his website to do that. So just before the break, we were beginning to talk about bio dance, and he was educating me about what bio dance is really about, and talked about the music and the importance of being and coming into circle, how the music and how the movement starts to get you into a deeper trance state so that you become more open and also supports your nervous system. So it's very fascinating. So I just want to end that a line of questioning by asking James, how can someone begin with bio dance in their city, and how can someone perhaps prepare to teach bio dance at some point?
Yeah, it's a great question. If you're lucky enough, then hopefully there are local classes. If you can get yourself along to that, it's fantastic. It's a great way to meet people and to experience it. And they recommend, as a therapy in a way, to do biodanza for about 2 or 3 years. It will completely change your whole nervous system and your outlook on life. So it's a progressive mode, which helps you to grow in 5 ways. I probably should have mentioned it works with affectivity, sexuality, creativity, vitality, and also transcendence. So it's helping to grow your genetic potential, your potential in the world, through these very nourishing states we get in trance in those 5 different ways. And there are trainings available all across the world in different countries. So if you can find a class, then they'll have information about where a local school might be as well. And training takes about 3 to 4 years to become a biodanza teacher.
Great. Thank you so much for that. So what you're saying is, just to summarize, so biodance changes you in 5 different levels, activity, sexuality, creativity, vitality, transcendence. And you're recommending that someone participate in classes for 2 to 3 years, and then the training to become a biodance teacher will be 3 to 4 years. And so people can look up biodance and the classes around the world. And I just want to spell it out for people who want to know how to spell it. That's bio, that's B-I-O, dance, D-A-N-Z-A, with a Z, with a Z.
That's right.
Okay, so thanks a lot for that. I really appreciate it. So one of the things that comes up for people into spirituality is this term waking up and growing up. So what do you feel, in your opinion, is the difference between the two, waking up and growing up, and what it has to do with sex?
Yes. So in a way, like, sex is our basic life force energy, which you described very nice at the start of your show in the jingle. I think I heard this Eros energy, and I see it as our basic motivation into life. It's this basic primal impulse, which is coming from much deeper than we realize, and it's driving us into forward into life. And so for myself, then sexuality isn't really so much about what happens in the bedroom. which is great fun, but there's also a deeper thing behind that. What's the primal drives, what it's trying to create us from us? And then when we start to feel into that, we can start to think about the ways that we grow. In the East, they very often talked about enlightenment, this term enlightenment. And that was basically to bring more light in, to bring more consciousness in. And you would speak about it as a state experience. So if you imagine as you go through your day-to-day life, we move through many states. I was speaking about trance states in Biodanza. But we have, hopefully just now, we're in kind of what we'd call gross physical waking reality. So we're awake in the physical sense of the world. But at some point, then you'll probably go to sleep. And in that, you'll probably go into, you'll have start to have dreams, you get rapid eye movement. And that would be a state called the subtle energy. So things are kind of transient and moving around, and there's lots of potential and images, but it's not subtle.
Hello? I think you cut. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm going to call him immediately. Oh my God, this is very bad. So, hang on, I guess. So, this usually doesn't happen. Yeah, he's calling in now, okay?
Sure,
so,
yeah.
I'm just going to summarize what James started to say. Oh, okay, so James, you cut out, and I'm just summarizing what you started to say. So you're saying that we are awakened on our in our physical state on our day-to-day, and in our day-to-day, as we go about, we are at different states. And where we are sleeping,
that's right.
There's a rapid eye movement.
Yes, in rapid eye movement, then we'd call that in traditional enlightenment, we'd call it the subtle body. And so things have potential. But they're not quite formed yet. They've not quite come into the manifest world. They're floating around with the idea of dreams and visions. And then deeper than that, then there's a part of sleep where there's no eye movement at all, and it's called deep sleep. And so then you don't really have memories of this. It's a very deep and nourishing space. And this would be called the causal body. So a lot of Buddhists, when they're sitting meditating, are accessing this state, just where there's no thoughts, they're coming into a very clear, deep space, and it's related to brain waves, if you want to bring in science. And so we're moving between these states every day without particularly being aware of it. We all travel through them, and traditional enlightenment is about waking up within those states. So it's about bringing more consciousness. And so people can start to wake up within their dreams. They can start to become, start to realize they are dreaming. People have practices such as lucid dreaming, where they start to wake up within the dream and maybe even be able to exercise some control, or they become able to become awake, conscious of the fact that they're in this very deep state, this deep brainwave state as well. So this is a journey of waking up in the traditional enlightenment path, and it's a really valid one. But what becomes interesting these days is people start to speak about a fuller enlightenment path where we don't just wake up. It's not just a return of your consciousness to the source, which is what is happening, but we also grow up, we develop, we move through the world. And there's many people who are very awake in certain ways. They have certain depths to them, but in terms of their perspective on the world and their cultural perspective and their ideas about life, they could be at quite an underdeveloped level. So we also start to look at how we grow up, and that's about maturing through the world. And so we start as children in this, as babies, with our consciousness pretty much just fused with the cosmos. So our ego is there, but it's just fused with everything else. And it's a very pleasant experience in a way, because it's this oceanic experience of bliss. But as we move forward, as we're driven forward by this life force energy, then we have to, our ego has to form and differentiate from into different stages as we go through that, into recognizing that we have a separate physical body. Infants begin to suck their toe. This is a marker of that. And we move through different views on the world and perspectives as we kind of grow up from children to adulthood. And that doesn't necessarily need to stop at adulthood. We can keep widening our vision from perhaps being very concerned about our immediate family or our community or our nation, or maybe even into wider, more global perspectives and global communities. So we start to open what we can incorporate into our ego. And so that's okay. That's where I'm... Does that make sense, Martha?
Yes, I am just going to summarize. So what you're saying is we go to different stages of consciousness throughout the day, every day, without really being aware. So that's the awakened state physically. And then there's also deep sleep when we are not having rapid eye movement. And in that deep sleep, we can have a waking up where we exercise control and we are aware that we are waking up, or we are awake in that, we are aware that we are sleeping. And
yes,
then there's the pillar.
Spiritual enlightenment.
Sorry?
And that's what is described as traditional enlightenment, bringing more consciousness
official.
To the states.
Official enlightenment.
Traditional enlightenment.
A traditional enlightenment. Okay, got it. And then you talked about being able to grow up as we move through the world. So I got that.
Right.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Julie Keigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Lori Walker.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in the beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
Hello, hello, we're back, and we have with us James Stevenson, and I'm really enjoying today's show because I'm learning things that I don't usually talk about. Today I learned about bio dance, and I really am appreciating it and wish that there's bio dance in Singapore. And the next thing we began to talk about was his explanation, which I really appreciate also, on the difference between waking up and growing up. To me, as in my understanding, waking up is a state of enlightenment which we can get through meditation and various really spiritual activities. And then there's growing up, which happens when we move through the world. So to continue that discussion earlier before the break, James, how can one have more waking up and growing up? How can one speed up the process of waking up and growing up?
Yes, so basically, how can we have more state experiences? So that's waking up. So meditation is one, as you said, and sometimes the idea of sitting on a cushion can seem a little bit boring for certain people. But there's also ways that people meditate throughout the day. People enjoy running or cycling or swimming, and very often they go into a certain trance state through that just by doing exercise, and then allowing the rest period after that with the nervous system, one naturally goes into a meditative state. So there's very natural ways one can do that. Tantra workshops, all these things. You can do this through making love with your partner. This is a great way to do it. Or even just making love with yourself. You can use the nervous system to have some excitement, some activity. So kind of building up that orgasmic energy in some way in the body. Maybe do this for 20 minutes. And then you can stop and just lie still and just allow that energy to go, instead of towards a peak, allow it to go into a valley. And then what happens is you're, like in Biodanza, you're going from the sympathetic active nervous system into the parasympathetic, the relaxed nervous system. And in that, then you can have very deep experiences of waking up within that, very deep states that you can go into. So there's lots of fun ways you can bring that into your everyday life, whatever you're a particular kink or passion is, then you can find a way to play with that and explore the polarity of energy and rest to move between these states.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And I can also say about, you were asking about growing up as well, then a good way to grow up is to start to understand the maps that are there, so the developmental maps. One of the ones I love is from Spiral Dynamics, which describes individuals and cultures as they unfold over time and the types of perspectives and identities they take on. There's also some great ones in integral theory. They have some great developmental models. So when you recognize the map itself, you start to understand where you're identifying, where your activity, your behavior, your ways of looking at the world fit into a particular stage. And just that awareness itself helps you to shift. You start to realize what the next steps are to open up more. You might not have even realized there was something to open up more to in life. And so this kind of leads you very gently by the hand to say, come have a look at this. There's something more out there.
Thank you for that. So how does your work connect with the two, waking up and growing up?
So I'm creating festivals all around the planet, which are a great way to meet many different tantra teachers or spiritual guides. And in this, then, from those festivals, people have very strong state experiences and workshops. And so they move, whether that's in some exercise in yab-yam, eye gazing, being guided into various chakras. So they'll have some strong experience within this. And at the same time, then we're also putting people into little family groups, little pods. And so they talk about whatever is moving for them emotionally through the course of this, that you go into this tantric thing and all sorts of fears and excitements start to arise, and emotions and things you didn't even realize were there. So it's a way to stop processing those things. And that's really the journey of growing up, of maturing, of understanding the deeper emotions that we have in our body, the deeper feelings. And our feelings are a way, are like a kind of a lighthouse that navigate us towards deeper levels of maturity. As we start to understand our inner world deeper, we also reach out and understand the outer world more as well.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So they're a beautiful introduction to this work. People come to these festivals and then meet many friends and then travel onwards to deeper workshops, deeper intensives along with people that they resonate with. So it's a really nice way to dive in, to dip the toe into the water to start.
So do you see this being your life's work, being a teacher yourself? and now doing festivals. You see yourself doing more festivals or more teaching or both?
I love teaching. I actually call myself a guide. I don't like the word teacher so much because I think it creates a little bit of disempowerment. So I like the word guide because it basically says I've walked down certain paths and mm-hmm. I can tell you where certain things are on those paths, but you're a sovereign being and your experience is more important than anything than kind of trying to borrow something from me. So I try to lead people to their own experiences and their own conclusions without selling them a particular philosophy. but in that, then I've also matured through it. I love teaching and I still do it. I love facilitating. But I also love bringing together other people who are offering that and creating the overarching climate, so creating the kind of environment for them to then give their gifts and then for them to empower other people. So this is happening through festivals at the moment. At some point in the future, there might be some other vehicle for that, but that's definitely the one I'm most famous for right now.
That's really great. So tell me about these festivals that you do. Like, what's the difference between the festivals that you do for dance and the ones that you do for Tantra? Some people may not understand so much how the flavor and the feeling will be different.
There is actually a lot of crossover, to be honest. People that tend to come to each, people who come to Tantra are really ready for that and maybe have some experience or very curious about it. The dance people are normally people who are much more in the physical body and really like to move in that way. And so that's what attracts them initially to the festival. But in a kind of cheeky way, then we start to get them into deeper feelings and more emotional states. And we start to bring in other bits of Tantra as well. So there's actually a large similarity between the two types of festivals. Just one is just more focused particularly on the forms of spirituality and growth that come through dance, where the other one might have massage structures or just a slightly different flavor in that way.
Beautiful. Oh, it makes me feel like wanting to travel and go to your festivals.
Yes, I do. Definitely do.
So how can people find out about them? Is it your website, Awaken as Love?
Yeah, everything's up there on awakenaslove.com. People can find out about them. And even if they just type in Tantra Festival in their local area, they'll find ones that I'm offering, but also there's many other friends of mine and acquaintances who are creating these festivals across the world, becoming quite a popular new movement now of ways for people to spend time together and to connect in a deep way.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on your website now. Yeah, I see your festival and I see your happy face. And I see that it's a really easy website to navigate.
Right.
So that was recent, right, this website? Because I don't remember.
This is the new one that I put up last year. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool. So this is, so you studied a lot of things like meditation and Tantra and biodance and neuroscience and energy work. So of all the things that you studied, which one do you think is like the most important thing that we should pursue, like for people who have no idea how to begin?
That's a good question. I think I'll answer it in two ways. I think meditation in whatever form that is, whether that's traditional meditation, as I said, sitting, or just something where anything where you become more mindful, anything where you can start to notice yourself, and notice your feelings is a great way to start making a deeper connection to your feelings, because feelings are ways in you'd find a certain viewadanza to our instincts and our genetic potential. So they're a very great doorway into the wisdom of the species. They've been, the hormones in our body have been developed over hundreds of thousands of years in terms of the wisdom that's locked inside of those. But the other thing which I can say has been the biggest medicine for my life is a thing called Vision Quest. And it's known as a rite of passage. It's maybe a bit one of the more challenging or slightly more extreme things, but I would say if each person could do one of these in their lifetime, then it'll be one of the most valuable things you'll come across. And it's when I was speaking about growing up earlier on, there's different stages of development. And normally as we move from one stage to another, there becomes a kind of period of death and rebirth that we need to let go of the old ways of thinking. Very often this comes in some form of crisis, illness or movement or the breakup of a relationship. And so something pushes us to move out of our comfort zone and move away from what we already knew. And in that, there's what is referred to as the dark night of the soul, that we're moving away from something, something's dying, but the new thing hasn't quite come in yet. And so a rite of passage is a way to help us ceremonial celebrate this and mark this in our life. So we work very strongly with whatever the story, whatever the themes are in our life, and we give maps to help people to go through this process. And the most traditional one has always been to go out into nature, because nature is the best teacher out there. It doesn't have any philosophies or agendas it's trying to push on you. It's not trying to sell its workshops. It doesn't have any weird personal kinks. Nature, when you're with nature, it simply reflects your own consciousness back at you. And so you get the best mirror that you can ever find in the world simply by sitting in nature. And so people would just go away from the distractions of everyday life, from the Facebook, the mobile phone, emails, from socializing, whatever we do to distract ourselves from really feeling what it is that's going on inside of us, including food. So in the way I do it, we'd send people out into nature 4 days, 4 nights, alone, in the woods, with no food. And I can speak more about that after the break.
Yes, thank you.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us. All of us
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Thank you.
And hello and welcome back to the last 15 minutes of today's show. We are with James Stevenson and he is talking about integral tantra and shamanism. And just before break, he was beginning to talk about Vision Quest. So I just want to do a shout out. Remember to go to his website, awakenaslove.com. And you can also subscribe to his newsletter there. And you can find him at James Stevenson Tantra. So James has 20 years of experience in techniques, practices, and information from the cutting edge of neuroscience, tantra, biodance, shamanic, and energy work, integral theory, and Taoist practices to help people, support people in creating a spirituality that is rooted in the body. And he considers himself more of a more as a guide. And he was talking just before the break about how he does his vision quest. And he said that usually he would send people out into the woods 4 days, 4 nights with no food. So anything else you'd like to elaborate on, James?
Yeah, this is an amazing thing. I'm not suggesting people just go and do this by themselves. It's very good to of a trained Vision Quest guide who would take you on this journey. You'd do some preparation beforehand, and as you're out there in the woods or in the desert or wherever the place is, then you don't have any shelter. You're exposed to the elements, and the only thing that you have is water, perhaps, and it's good to have a pen and paper, and you start to write down all your experiences that are happening. And it's I like to think it's almost like your psychology spills out of your mind and start to come into all the elements of nature around you. So you start to see little things happening. And they do this very interesting process called mirroring, where you start to notice things in the nature around you, notice interactions, and it suddenly comes back to you that this has some meaning in your own life. Various symbols, various things. I remember one time someone who had lived in an inner city suddenly saw this strange bird who was hitting its head against a tree. He didn't know that it was called a woodpecker. But for him, he suddenly had that moment, that realization that that's what he'd been doing his whole life. He'd been hitting his head against a tree and trying to fight everyone around him. And he made some very deep change from that thing. So these small signs and these moments can be very powerful things.
Yeah. Beautiful. So for Vision Quest, you need a guide, and this is how the journey, what's around you mirrors what's going on inside you. I love that.
Yes.
So usually I hear of Vision Quest. Sorry, go on.
Yes, it's what would have happened when Aborigines went out and walk about. They would go out into the desert in this way, and when they came back, they would be greeted by the elders of the tribe. And so they would tell their story about what happened. And the elders would have a way of again, telling that same story back to the person that empowered them, that they've phrased it as the hero's journey to help them see what's happening. So very often it was the journey from boy to man, girl to woman. But it can also be a journey that's happening as you're grieving death or various things. So Jesus Christ in the Bible did the same thing. He went into the desert for 40 days. And so that's what's happening with all these mystic stories. At a certain point, they go out into nature and something becomes uncovered. Same with Buddha sitting under a Bodhi tree.
Yeah, rites of passage. So it's not something that's just reserved for men, right?
No, it's for everyone. And in fact, some of the most powerful ones I've seen have been people who've been at that transition point where they're wanting to change gender. So that if they've gone out into the woods as a man and they've actually come back as a woman, they've dressed in the woman's clothes at the end of it as part of the ceremony. And so it's really for everyone. But you tend to find that at different ages of life, it has a different significance. So teenagers, it's about stepping into that adult self. People at other ages, it might be about stepping into elderhood or about stepping into your mission in the world, perhaps when you're in your 30s or 40s. So.
Beautiful. Okay. So on this show, I always ask about the link between sex and spirit. So what is the link between sex and spirit for you?
So for me, it's the whole journey. In Tantra, classical Tantra, and another thing I was very involved with, they'd say like sex is the seed and it's reaching out to the cosmos towards the spirit. So sex is really when we start to look at what happens in ourselves, where do these desires come from? Sometimes we just go about acting them out and rubbing ourselves up against other people and in whatever way. But what's really going on? If you stop and actually feel what that deeper desire is and really start to sense it, what's that urging force? It's a force, it's something that's moving you forward into light, into life. And it's willing you, when you really sit with that desire, the deepest desire is for God or the cosmos. So I know people don't like the word God, but it's that desire to spirit. So it's pushing us forward to awaken ourselves into spirit. So many of us, unfortunately, have been cut off sexually through culture and through conditioning. And so we never really start that journey. We just try and continue as best we can in the survival level, making it to our jobs and making sure that we have enough money and gratifying our desires a little bit. But when you really turn that energy around and really start to tap into it, that energy is the energy that's driving you towards awakening. It's driving you towards spirit. So it's driving you to open more and more to the cosmos and to expand your identity and yourself into the cosmos through these different stages of maturation that I spoke about before.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So I would really like to have that opportunity where you let listeners know more about your festivals, like when they are, so they can start having an idea of how they could possibly get themselves there.
Yeah, great. So, well, one's upcoming and it's in Holland, and that's from the 10th to the 14th of August. There's a website for that, which is tantrafestivalholland.com. And that's got some local teachers from around Europe, as well as some international ones as well. And then I'll be over in California from the 13th to 17th September at the California Tantra Festival, and that's just tantra-festival.com. And that's going to be followed by an ISTA training. It's one of the trainings from the International School of Temple Arts, which is an empowerment journey. And then India is going to be from the 14th to the 19th of November. And again, that's going to be followed up by another training with this International School of Temple Arts, where you can go on a deeper dive into empowerment and the worlds of spirituality, sexuality, and shamanism.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we end today's show?
We also have some dates upcoming in Bali as well. I think we have another of these ISTA trainings. That's going to be 23rd of March, the 29th. And I believe that you're going to be a supporter of our ones in India and also in Bali as well. So anyone who's interested in those trainings can contact Martha for that. She's promoting for us and
yes,
might have some discounts.
I'll contact you
as well.
Yeah. Beautiful. All
right.
Great. So thank you so much. I've learned a lot from you from today's show. I really have. And these are things that I wouldn't be exposed to. And it certainly is inspiring me to meditate more so that I can be more awake. And I certainly feel that there's also that growing up that will be very useful also. I'm going to look up what you mentioned about mental maps, spiral dynamics. So that's all very interesting. Yes. So
well,
thank you for
great.
Coming
and
on.
One of the things I'd say about that is just that as you grow up, you don't realize that there's more out there. The path of waking up takes you into the present moment, but the path of growing up is infinite because life is infinite. And so there's some part of jumping off the cliff into coming to a festival or coming to some workshop to expand into worlds that you don't even know exist at this time. And so it's a great way to start that journey, and you get then inspired onto the next thing. So if you don't know where to start, just jump and you'll find soon.
Yes, true. There's this saying, you don't know what you don't know. And really the best way is to begin. And I really see that there's so much in Tantra Festival happening. What's happening with other people, what's happening inside you, what's happening. There's so much of processing that can be made during such events. And it's a great place to grow. So go to his website, that's Awaken as Love. Thanks, James. And next week I have Kitty Stryker, and she's going to be talking about navigating consent. She has a new book called Ask, Building Consent Culture. So do tune in to Eros Evolution next week. And in the meantime, have a great week ahead, and goodbye.
Thanks, Martha. Bye-bye.